This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you have been anywhere near the U.S. commercial aviation system this past holiday weekend? Well, our condolences. More than 2,000 flights were canceled, more than 25,000 delayed. And you might have seen it's been terrible over in Europe for a month now or more. Airlines everywhere have been struggling with staffing shortages as demand soars back to pre-pandemic levels. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, turbulence is going to continue.
Peter McNally, an analyst with Third Bridge Group, says the aviation industry's troubles come down to three C's.
Capacity, captains, and cancellations.
Airlines have been slow to add back capacity because they can't hire enough captains, that is, pilots, which leads to cancellations.
It's a mess, as everyone can see.
The Airline Pilots Association declined an interview, but said in a statement, quote, "This is not a labor-created problem. It's an airline mismanagement issue." Aviation analyst and consultant Robert Mann says the airlines received more than $50 billion in government funding to shore up staffing during the pandemic. But the industry still lost hundreds of thousands of workers.
The attempt to rehire those folks and get them all qualified and security cleared is creating a unique problem.
Airlines blamed a shortage of air traffic controllers in a June letter to the administration. The Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement there is no system-wide shortage of air traffic controllers, though there have been isolated staffing issues at a few locations. In both cases, shortages are likely to persist for some time, says Henry Hartevelt, a travel industry analyst.
You have to submit your application, go through background checks that include a security check, pass drug tests, the interview process, and more.
He says it could take until 2025 for staffing levels to catch up, unless a slowing economy cuts the demand for travel. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.